Welcome to Star Talk Radio's Classic Episodes. I'm your host, Neil deGrasse Tyson, your personal astrophysicist. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. Please go to our website at www.startalkradio.net. And, of course, we're on Facebook, Star Talk Radio. Enjoy the show.
Our universe is filled with secrets and mysteries, leaving us with many questions to be answered. Now, more than ever, we find ourselves searching for those answers as the very fabric of space, science, and society are converging. Here, for the first time, these worlds collide as we give you the knowledge that breaks the barrier between what is science and what is merely pop culture. This is Star Talk.
Now, here's your hosts, astrophysicist Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson and comedian Lynn Coblitz. Star Talk.
This is indeed Star Talk. I'm your host, astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Lynn Coblitz is in the field this week. Remember, she's a stand-up comedian, and she's around town making people laugh. As a substitute co-host, what other choice did I have but to get my main man to join me as co-host of Star Talk Radio, Bill Nye the Science Guy. Bill, welcome as my co-host to Star Talk.
Oh, it is so exciting to be here, Dr. Tyson. So exciting. Welcome to Star Talk, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about stars.
Well, the universe, really.
The stars being a metaphor, being a shorthand.
Shorthand, that's fine. And you know, Bill, I'm usually only accustomed to hearing a one-minute version of you as we slot into every show. It's great to get you here in person to see if you have more than 1 minute of content to deliver us today.
Content. So content, just if I speak to that briefly, content's what we used to call the point.
I don't know what that means, Bill.
So it's great to be here, everybody. We have many things going on. We have asteroids coming our way.
Well, let me alert the audience. Of the subject of the day is, because I never cease to be impressed with the appetite that the public has for cosmic subjects. So today's subject is going to be sort of this space and the public appetite for it. And the public interest for it. And I got you here because you are a man in the public who knows the pulse of the nations.
On the pulse of the world's interest in space.
Pulse of the nation's interest in science and in space. And later on, we have a special guest, one of the founding members of the Planetary Society out here in Los Angeles.
And who on earth would that be?
That would be...
Who in the universe would that be?
Lou Friedman, the executive director of the Planetary Society. We'll be hearing from him a little later. So, Bill, you know, I feel like, you know, every time I have a guest host who's like a comedian, they got the hots for you, you know? It's
could be a lot worse. I don't know why we don't interact with these people a little more ourselves at Nye Labs. That's very nice.
Nye Labs? What are Nye Labs? What do you do in Nye Labs?
Nye Labs is my corporation. What is that?
It's I picture you in a lab coat behind test tubes.
Sometimes we're at a workbench. We have soldering irons. Sometimes
Is you?
Yeah. Yes.
Is this how you refer to you? Is the we?
Yes, we refer to us as we.
Okay.
Yeah, it's I do some stargazing. I do some soldering. I do some...
So wait a minute. I can have the Tyson Labs, because I do that at home, too.
Yes, yes. Knock yourself out.
All right. Just checking. So, Bill, Sir William, may I call you? That's my affectionate term for you.
It is charming, yes.
Sir William.
Dr. Tyson.
You've surely gotten this question. I get it all the time. People say, why are we spending money up in space when we have all these problems here on Earth? And I try to give the answer, and I'm fatigued by it. And I'm wondering what I'll tell you what I give. You tell me if you got something better so that I can add it to my repertoire. What I say is that if you spend all your time looking down, you'll miss the asteroid that'll come, comes from space.
That's right.
Like, number one. Okay. And number two, the two planets that flank Earth.
If we can say flank.
Flank. What's to our left is Venus, all right? And what's to our right is Mars. Each of them is a planet gone bad. Venus having this runaway greenhouse effect, 900 degrees Fahrenheit on its surface, carbon dioxide atmosphere. And I did the math. It'll cook a 16-inch pizza on the windowsill in 9 seconds. That's how hot it is on Venus. Mars once had running water. It is bone dry today with all this evidence of water having cut its surface with